له فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار وإنما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. Praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He's the only one worthy of praise, and seek His help, His guidance, and His forgiveness. I believe in Him, and I trust Him, and seek refuge in Almighty Allah from the evil of our passions. Indeed, whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides him to Al-Islam, no one can mislead him after Allah, and whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala but he must pray, no one can guide him after Allah. I testify openly that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah Rabbil Alameen, and I testify that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger and the seal of all the prophets. For Muslims, we must know that the best speech is the speech of Almighty Allah, which is the Quran. The best guidance is the course of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is his sunnah. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam will lead to hellfire. I adjure you as well as myself to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the best of your ability. Fear Allah and don't die unless you are Muslims. After this, I greet you all with the greeting of Islam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and the blessing of Almighty Allah be with you all. This is the tafsir class which we conduct every Wednesday, and today this is the second class in Surah Al-Infitar. The third class of Surah Al-Infitar, and this is Surah number 82, and we already had finished 8 verses out of the surah. But inshallah, a quick review about the surah. Again, as we said, the surah is a Meccan surah, and the surah consists of 19 verses. The surah is discussing the issue of believing in the day of judgment, and specifically talking about the scenes and the impact of the hour, i.e. the day of judgment, upon the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After this, the surah is dealing or addressing the human being's nature, being not grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not paying attention to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although that the favor and the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower him from day one. And also the surah, it deals with the issue of belief, which believing in the angels, and also telling us about one of the jobs of the angels. Also the surah deals with the belief in the hereafter, i.e. hellfire and part of the day of the judgment, which is the existence of hellfire. And also deals with judgment that how everybody be concerned about his own self, no one can help any other person. Inshallah, before we start the new verses for today, we're going to recite the surah before we start. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إذا السماء انفطرت وإذا الكواكب انتثرت وإذا البحار فجرت وإذا القبور بعثرت علمت نفس ما قدمت وأخرت يا أيها الإنسان ما غرك بربك الكريم الذي خلقك فسواك فعدلك في أي صورة ما شاء ركبك كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون إن الأبرار لفي نعيم وإن الفجار لفي جحيم يصلونها يوم الدين وما هم عنها بغائبين وما أدراك ما يوم الدين ثم ما أدراك ما يوم الدين يوم لا تملك نفس لنفس شيئا والأمر يومئذ لله. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, most merciful. When the sky is cleft asunder, and when the stars have fallen and scattered, when the seas are burst forth, and when the grains are turned upside down, every soul shall know what it has sinned before and what he left behind. O man, what has made you careless concerning your Lord, the most generous? Who created you, fashioned you perfectly, then proportioned you in whatever form he was? Does he put you together? Nay, but you deny the day of recompense. But verily over you are appointed angels to protect you, kind and honorable, writing down your deeds. Who knows all that you do? Lo, the righteousness or the righteous ones verily will be in delight, and the wicked ones will be in the fire. They shall enter it on the day of judgment and will not be absent therefrom. And what will make you realize what is the day of judgment is? Again, what will make you realize what the day of judgment is? A day on which no soul has power at all for any other soul. The command on that day is only belong to Allah. سبحانه وتعالى. Right, we start inshallah with verse number 9 today.
This is Wawa Jama'ah. So it make it in a plural form.
Because if I'm talking to one person, I say, to kazibu, that's judu, to salli, okay? But when I'm talking to a group of people, say, to salloon, to zakoon, to kazibun, okay? Ad-deen is noun, and the back is the article, which means with. So, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you, He has created you, He has fashioned you, He has put you in the best man and best form, and put you together. So, how after this, that you can deny the day of judgment? Is it because Allah been so good to you? Is it because He's so generous and so patient? Is it became a reason for you to deny the deen, the day of judgment? So, you're supposed to stop when you say the term kalla, like you say to somebody, stop, don't do this, okay? So Allah is telling the people in the beginning, مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ, what caused you to be ungrateful, disbelieving in Allah? What make you not taking Allah serious? Yes, yes, okay. So Allah is saying, it is because that He created you, fashioned you, made you this and that. No, don't be deceived by Allah's patience and Allah's generosity. You better stop denying the day of judgment. You better stop disbelieving in Allah. According the continent itself, Malik Yawm al-Din. So Yawm al-Din, okay, is not the day of the religion. You see, day of recompense from comes also from that you owning somebody something, because in the day of judgment, recompense and also you have to pay. So if I hurt somebody, or if I annoy somebody, did something wrong to somebody, now I'm in a position that I have to pay back. As if I owned him, that I borrowed something from him. You see? So now I have to pay. So this is the day of a pay. Regardless that you did good, Allah will give you, or that you have to pay back to the people what you owe them. So, when Allah say, إِنَّ الدِّينَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ إِسْلَامِ, verily, the religion in Allah's sight is Islam. So He's talking about the religion, not that the day of judgment. So you will understand what been meant by how it's what before and after, what is the subject that he's talking about, okay? So you have the same term, Ad-Din and Yawm al-Din, and one is saying, Inna Ad-Din Inda Allah al-Islam. verily the, let's say, verily what is recognized by Allah, okay, blank blank is an Islam. So what you going to vote? You going to the day of judgment or a way or a rules and regulation? So it has to be the deen, which is the way of practice, the way of living, the way of conducting yourself. You understand? So this is what is the deen. And inshallah, we in the end of the class, we're going to look to the dictionary more about details about the word deen. Okay? Verse number 10. And one from the upper part. Za, za. Yeah, za, za. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, inna means surely, with no doubt. Alaykum, upon you or over you. Alright, like you say, Assalamu alaikum, upon you, alaikum, over you, lahafizin, is those who do hifz, and hifz, it means protection, to protect you. Mean you have over you hafizin, those who do hifz, that those who protect and memorize. Okay, inna alaykum lahafizin, that the angels, they protect us by the will of Allah, and also the angels, they memorize or they record. Like you put somebody at your work and you say, count, you understand, how many bucks is going to go on the truck. So he's keeping, taking note, making a memory. Every box goes in the truck. This is one, it's two, three, like this. So, over us, we have those who committing things to memory, okay, counting on us, watching what we say and recording. Because when you listen to a class and you take a note, this it makes hifz, it makes it protection, preserve it, you see? So now when you need it, you get it back. Because if you sit and listen, you did not take notice, maybe after a week, a month, or myself, let's say a year, these things wear out little bit by little bit, you see? And this is the reason that those people who memorize the Quran, you have to keep go over it again and again and again and again. Otherwise, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, like horses and camels, they understand that you tie them loose rope and they run away. So person will say, wow, I used to remember this surah, I understand. And then he can say some verses from it, but you could not say the whole thing. Why? Because you need to make hifz. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, indeed upon you are hafaza. Okay? Those who are kiram, those hafaza who record. Okay? Record your deed to be presented in the day of judgment. What's the word that we use? This is number 10, but there you over you are the appointed angels to protect you. Okay? The hafizin, they record your deed and they also protect you. Okay? And Allah also describes them with karam, generosity, kiraman, katibin. So this is equality description for the angels. They are honorable and katibin from the verb kataba. Okay? So the person who writes, we call him katib. Katib. Katibin will be a plural. Okay? Katibin. Exactly. Kiram and Katibin. You describe them, their characteristic is honorable, and we describe their work or their job or their duty to write. Oh, no, this is not the angel's name. No, this is not the name, this is describing what the angels, what they are, their nature to be honorable, and what is their duty. They, you understand, they are katibin from kataba. Kataba yaktubu, and katibin. There's many things in books itself, so you have to be careful which book that you read in him. You'd be surprised, I can give you a book that, subhanAllah, you can count the mistakes in it more than the right things. But ask Allah to guide us always to the right information. Yeah. How many people they misguided by books they understand, and as long as something written and published, they say, it's in the book. Yeah. And this is the reason that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه. This is the book which is no doubt. So the book of Allah is defined free from errors, from misguidance, for anything like other books they find stuff in it. It depends on how much it is. But there is no book that is perfect 100% except the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alright. Verse number 12. Saying, يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُ مَا Go ahead.
Kind and honorable.
From karam comes from being kareem, generous, because generosity comes when you are kind. It shows your generosity that you try to do things. You understand? So the angels, they are kiram. They honorable Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala providing. They did not do haram things. They did not understand be in bad places. They are in their nature. Allah created them from life. They love the Quran. They love the remembrance of Allah. You see all the things that purification and so all the things is like you say related.
Their
deeds, the job that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they totally in obedience to Allah. You see? As Allah said, لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون. They never disobey Allah's order and they do only what they've been ordered. Okay? And also you have to understand that the English sometimes is not equivalent or is not exactly what it is, so we try to get it closer as much as possible. Okay? But what we understand from the nature of the angels, they did not do the haram, they did not do the wrong, they're always doing something which is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they obey Allah, carry the order of Allah. This is the nature of the angels. Kiram. Katibin, writing down, okay? Comes from the verb kataba. Yes. And the kitab comes also from the root, from the same, because kataba, yaktubu, kitab, katib, maktub. You see, all the things come from the same root. The exactly. Like I send you maktub, I send you khitab, or I send you a letter. So this we call istalamtu maktub. I received a written, okay, or some writing, which means a letter, okay? So kataba is the root, kataba, and after this kataba, yaktubu, katib, maktub, okay? So all these things come and stem out of the same thing, word. And also you have maktab, like this, which is maktab. The things that you lean and write on it, okay, became maktab because you sit and write on it. So when you use the kitab as a writing, you lean in it, so it's always related to the kitab, so they call it maktab. And the person who writes, you call him katib. And what is the katib write? Maktub. Okay? And it comes the kitab also, the book. You see? Yeah. And inshallah, for those who attend Thursday Arabic course, they will get to know all this good stuff, inshallah. Which tomorrow, after Eid, inshallah, will be the first class. And inshallah, we make it especially only for some people that we record it for them only for one time because being out of town. But we could not be spoiling people too much. Because the next thing is going to say, okay, I'll hear it at home. What else Allah said about it? يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ يَعْلَمُونَ from علم, knowledge, to know. يَعْلَمُونَ يَعْلَمْ and you have the wow here for jama'ah, wow noon, يَعْلَمُونَ. So now you became, instead of يَعْلَمْ, became ya'lamun. Okay? And if I say you, ta'lamun, ya'lamun, okay? Okay. These two became for the person that you mukhatab, that you're talking to. Okay? Like he and she. Okay, the verb take different forms. Okay, like ta'mal, ya'mal, na'mal. So if it starts with noon, become we doing it. ta'mal, he doing it. Ta'mal, so with every letter change, is different personality or different subject. Dwar. Okay? So ya'lamuna, i.e. we're talking about who? The angels? Ma, whatever, ta'malu, taf'alun. Fa'l. Fa'l means to do. Taf'alun, what you doing. So those kiram katibin, those angels who are writing down, they well acquainted, they knew, they know what are you doing. So they don't record anything against you that you did not do it. Okay? They are not going to be unfair with you. From fa'l means to do. What are you doing? They know what you are doing. Okay?
What you are doing.
Yes. So, here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us about the angels. He told us about two things. About the day of the judgment. Okay? And he's telling us about the angels. So that means believing is the day of the judgment and believing is the angels is supposed to be a cause of stopping you from disbelieving in Allah and doing the wrongdoing. Because in the day of the judgment you're going to be brought there, and in the dunya the angels are recording what you're doing. So I say, مَا غَرَّكَ بِرَبِّكَ الْكَرِيمِ. Now can you see now what has caused you? You understand? To disbelieve and deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What has caused you to be curious about your Lord? You don't know that the day of judgment is there. You don't know that there is angels watching over you. You don't know that the angels are writing and recording. You see? So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ. Okay? You got it? Okay. The word يَعْلَمُونَ from عِلْم means knowledge or to know. يَعْلَمُونَ the verb يَعْلَم and the pronoun here is hidden referring to the angels. Okay? The pronoun you don't see it, but it says they knew. But if no pronoun is written here, okay, we see the waw and nun telling us that this for plural. Okay? But because we're talking about the angels before. Man, he say whatever shows you how much you keep doing, how much you keep talking, how much. You see, like man giving you a very big angle. How much you doing, still they know it. The angels are well acquainted. You can be talking day and night. It's not too much for them to record all this. You can be cursing and stealing and doing everything, you understand? During the holiday, everybody drank and said, oh, this is a good chance. They'll be doing all these things. Instead, they can continue recording. They don't have to flip the tape, or they don't have to pause, you understand, to put another tape. They can keep recording. So the word man shows you whatever it is that is doing it, they have it, they record it. Okay, and inshallah we're going to stop to here. So those who also absent not to be missing too much, and also give you enough for your study. But before we close, we would like to see what Sheikh Ibn Uthaymeen rahmatullah alayh, what he's saying about this verse. محمد بن صالح العثيمين سين كلا بل تكذبون بالدين كلا قائل with all this creation and the supplies and preparation i.e. all that Allah gave you, He created you, He prepared you, fashioned you, and after this you deny in the day of judgment, and you say that it's only our life, we live and die, and we are not going to be resurrected. As a result of this, you are denying the recompense in the day of judgment. You even deny the relation itself. Okay? So you are denying resurrection and you deny the relation. Who tells you about the resurrection? So you don't believe in what the Prophet has brought you. And he say, the Shaykh Rahmatullah alayhi saying, and the verse is covering this and that. That because in ilm al-tafsir, alaykum as-salam, if a verse or a word can cover more than one meaning, there is no problem for us to take it with a general meaning. Therefore, we can understand and we can say with no problem that those kuffar deny the day of the recompense and they deny the religion itself. Okay? وَإِنَ عَلَيْكُمْ لَحَافِظِينَ كِرَامَ الْكَاتِبِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here confirming and affirming and assuring this with two articles. إِنَّ and the lamb. The lamb is lahafizin. So verily, over you are lahafizin. So it is the article inna and the lamb in the word hafizin, la hafizin, are both of them to emphasize surely with no doubt. So don't doubt that you have angels and they are watching and recording. He, every human being, has a prophet which protected him and also record on him. Okay? As Allah is saying in Surah Qaf, مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ إِلَّا لَدَيْهِ رَقِيبٌ عَتِيدٌ No anything. Nothing that you utter, so does not have to be a word. It's not a word. But Allah is not saying a word. He saying whatever you utter. Because he may say something that is not a word, is a sound, but it has a meaning or had some kind of indication. You know, in people you understand can do their eyes and you know what he means, what he's trying to okay. So here subhanahu wa ta'ala says مَا يَلْفِظُ مِنْ قَوْلٍ any love, anything, okay, except it will be recorded. So every human being has these angels. Whatever you say and whatever you do, those hafaza, okay, are kiram. They are not wicked. This is the reason they are not wicked, okay? They are honorable. And they are so honorable to such a degree that they are not going to be dishonest or record something against you that you didn't do it. You see now, you see why they honor? Okay? So they write only what you did or what you did. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes him by being honor or generous. يَعْلَمُونَ مَا تَفْعَلُونَ by seeing or by hearing. The angels, they record and they know what you're doing by seeing the actions that you're doing or by hearing what you're saying. More than this, the act of the heart, Allah gives him the ability to see it and to record it. Okay? As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had told us, مَنْ هَمَّ بِحَسَنَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمِلْهَا كُتِبَتْ حَسَنَةٍ. Whosoever attained to do a good deed and for some reason he didn't do it, it's going to be recorded for him a blessing by the angels. Allah gives an ability to see your intention, and you already been that example. You say, okay, I'm going to go make Aisha in the mosque, and you're about to leave, and here, brother, Adli, come. Oh, brother Imam, come on, come on. Oh, I'm so lucky, coming to have some tea in my house. Although you was about to leave. So your intention that you do, but something came in the way. So did you have intention to go to make salah or not? Okay? Or that it started raining. Or that you felt lazy. But at least you was thinking about to go to make it. So this intention, you did not do it. You did not do it. But still, because you did a good intention, Allah will make them to be recorded for you and you get one blessing. If you go and act upon it, will be multiplied. So how did the angel get to know that you had this thing? Because you didn't say anything, you didn't do anything. Was something only going in your heart and in your mind? Because Allah gives them the ability to see the things and to know about it. So you'll be rewarded even about the act of the heart. You see? Okay, after I finish, if you don't mind. And say, وَمَنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ وَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كُتِبَتْ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً. Whosoever intends to do something evil, and after this he stops, it will be recorded for him as a blessing. Subhanallah. Okay, now I'm going to sleep. And as soon as I pull the gun and I stop, I see a blue light. So I turned my car and I went back. Did I stop because of Allah or because of the police? Yeah. So this not happening for you. Because this still in your mind, in your heart, you want to go and break down and do the wrongdoing, is it? But here I'm fighting with myself, I don't want to do this, and don't want to do this, okay? And I struggle. So I have bad intention, but because the fear of Allah, I stop, not because the fear of the police. Now, Allah will reward me, and He will give me a blessing. For the bad intention, that I was trying to do something bad, because I stop, Allah will give me a blessing. How did the angels going to... When Allah says it's going to be recorded by who? The angels will record. How are they going to record something that is not visible? Because Allah gives them the ability to see your intention also. And this is something very good to understand from the Sheikh that he got this point, mashallah. Okay? لأنه تركها لله عز وجل. That because he left it for the pleasure of Allah. And the first one, he got the reward also because he still to do it. Okay? And inshallah we'll stop here and we'll get the last question. Sister, go ahead. Yes. And this is also that the iman, you understand, the fighting. The iman gives you this ability that you fight these things, okay? And the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All these things can be an aid for us to stay away from the wrongdoing. And also go, you understand, making turaqat, making salah, being in a good company. I want to do something bad. But as long as I understand by myself, okay, easy on me to do it. But now, when I say, okay, let me go visit Brother Naeem and sit with him, you understand? So now I could not, you understand, sit down here and smoke in front of him as an example. Because the brother that you see me in the mosque, and so also allowing ourselves to be in the right place, in the right company, it helps us, you understand, to say, because you're weak by yourself, but you are strong by the others, the Muslims, the good people. And this is what Rasulullah told us about it. The good company and the bad company. Okay? The example of having bad company or good company. So inshallah, we stop here and we go over the new verses for today's recitation. Yes. Admonishing the person of being in the wrong place and the wrong doing, admonishing him, but it can be the admonishment, like as example, when you admonish a child, one child will listen and the other one is not going to listen, and you may admonish enough, will stop him, and maybe you give admonishment, but it's not enough for him to stop. So we still have this battle inside us. You see? So, nafs, amara, ordering the person to do. And nafs al-lawama, admonishing the person. And nafs mutma'inna is already been. So it depends on where you are. Where is your nafs? Which level did it go to? Okay? Is it amara ordering you? Or admonishing you? Or now comfortable to be doing the right thing and do not have this battle. And person goes in different stage. One day you can be Ammara, one day you can be Lawama, and one day you can be Mutmainna. Yeah. Alright, inshallah, we'll go over the few verses that we did for today. And after this we'll close, inshallah, for Salah. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كلا بل تكذبون بالدين وإن عليكم لحافظين كراما كاتبين يعلمون ما تفعلون. Inshallah, this verse is for commendation. Don't forget. Again, we like to remind you that tomorrow, inshallah, after Salat Isha, we're going to be starting our first class in Arabic for beginner. And this is not going to be beginner means Alif Ba. It's going to be in middle, okay? So for those who know the Arabic alphabet, they can join, inshallah. Also, the class will be on the internet, tabli.net, and the book is available on the net. You can download it for free. So it's very important that you get the website, inshallah, and get the information, and you can always, before you come, make sure you print in your computer your own copies before you come to the class. Okay? Inshallah, will be every Thursday at 7:30, inshallah. I don't have the site this moment, but inshallah, I will look to it after the salah. I think I have the information inside, and Allah knows best. Oh yeah, will be on the website also. Yes, adli.net. The book on another website, and you can download it also from my site, inshallah. And we have a white board. We're going to work all the things tomorrow, inshallah. All what you need. So if you, even if you're traveling and you have a computer running in your van, and you have the internet also, wireless, all this convenience, you can be on the highway and also be with Brother Adli, so from a distance. Alright? Looking forward to see some of you, not all of you, but inshallah we'll make it up for you another day. Thank you for being here tonight. Jazakumullah khairan. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Special welcome to Brother Farooz. Welcome back.